Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Charles Wells Complex here in Canton. As we get ready for playoff baseball, the second round matchup between the North Surrey Greyhounds and our hometown Mountain Eight Conference champion, Pisgah Bears. This is Tim Surratt, and Jack Webb will be along here shortly. Jack Kulak back at the station. We're going to have a good time tonight as the North Surrey team comes in tonight. I believe they're the number 18, 19 seed, something like that, against the number 3 seed in our in the western half of the state, Pisgah Bears. North Surrey is the Mount Airy region of our state. It's good to have you listening in tonight. The game's starting a little earlier than normal due to the long travel for the Greyhounds. It's about a 3-hour trip, so they requested a 6 o'clock start, which it's going to make it interesting at the beginning because the sun's going to be out, and the first hour of every game usually here in Canton is a problem for fielders on both sides because the sun's, you know, you're staring right into it. But it's going to be a good night for baseball. We feel good about where we are. Boy, what a game. Last Thursday night, I certainly wish, of course, we were at Brevard after winning that game on Tuesday night. Pisgah had set themselves up. If they beat Brevard on Thursday night, they win the conference outright and didn't need any help from any of the other teams. And it was a great game. It was a no-hitter, basically, until the sixth inning. We got two runners on, and then, well, yeah, that's right, two runners on. Braden Surratt came up and drilled a single right back across the pitcher's mound and across second base into the center field. Both runs scored. Pisgah took a 2-0 lead, and they tacked that on. That was all they would need. They tacked on a couple of more, but the final ended up being 4-1. Great play at the plate. Brevard kid had a runner on and two outs. Smashed the ball into the right field corner all the way to the wall into the deepest part. And Jackson Lehman came up with it. Hit Zach Wester as the cutoff man, and Zach threw that 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball of his to Boone Carver at the plate, and they tagged the kid out at the plate. He was trying for a inside-the-park home run. That ended the game and sealed the conference win. And now Pisgah, for the fourth time in 50 years, are conference champions in baseball. So it was unbelievably exciting. It's going to be exciting tonight. I tell you what, I was came down to practice last night, Jack, and as they finished, I had a chance to speak to Coach Harold Shepard for a few moments about the championship season and how he feels about the team, how it started out and all that. And we'll do a coach's corner now. And here is my talk with head coach Harold Shepard. We're here with head coach Harold Shepard of the conference champion Pisgah Bears baseball team, and just wanted to talk to you just shortly about what this season's been like from start to finish, how the team's come together and ended up being a championship team.
Tim, this whole season has been sort of a whirlwind that started in the fall. This group of kids really gelled together in the fall. They played really good baseball, and I knew that when we hit regular season, things were going to be good. I didn't know how good they were going to be, but I felt like we had a shot. The conference sends around a coach's poll and ask, where do you think and who do you think is going to be at the top of the conference? I have no shame in saying that I thought West Henderson was going to be on top. But I figured that we were going to be second or third, depending on what Franklin did. And, you know, the things fell in our favor, and we ended up on top. And, you know, here we are with a first-round bye, getting ready to go into the second round against a team from North Surrey. And, you know, it's exciting because it's playoff time. I knew these kids were special, but I did not know the level of special. But they keep showing me every week what they are.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch from a fan and even a broadcast point of view. Pitching has just been unbelievable this year. Did you have any idea before? I knew we had two really good arms, one great arm and one that could be potentially great, but the whole pitching staff's just been amazing.
Well, you know, it's been unfair to the pitching staff, honestly. For a long time into the season, we were sitting at sub one ERA as a team, as a staff. And, you know, kids come out and throw nine strikeouts and maybe walk four, maybe five. And we're looking at them going, oh, you had a bad game. and, you know, we're not giving up earned runs. We all knew what Zach was. Zach is a competitor. He goes out and he throws. We know what Braden is. Braden comes out and he throws, and he's going to spin you in the dirt and make you look silly. Landon was a wild card, and, you know, I'll take it. He's thrown well. I think he's a .584 ERA right now over six or seven games. He's thrown well. And when you've got a 1-2 punch like Zach and Landon, it's tough. When you add Braden and Maddox into the mix, it gets really tough. And then you throw Owen and Jackson Lehman, and then it's just something that's unheard of. And, you know, right now, our pitching staff's probably one of the best in the mountains, if not the best. And I'm excited. Not because of baseball, but what baseball is going to give them in the future. They're all going to have some kind of opportunity to grow from this, and it's exciting to look at.
Well, it's been fun for all of us to enjoy another conference championship. Congratulations on that. How do you feel going into the playoffs? Are you looking forward to? Do you know what you're looking at with North Surrey?
They are a scrappy team. You know, I'm nervous. We've been talking one game at a time since the beginning of the season, and that's all I've been looking at. I've tried to not look ahead. You know, we've looked at the brackets, obviously, but right now I'm just worried about taking care of North Surrey. I know that they're 1-2 guys, can run a little bit. They like to create some chaos, and they want to run steal bases. So we'll see how that goes for them. They haven't run into Ben Carver, and Ben's solid behind the plate, and our pitchers have got some stuff to surprise them with, I think. and, you know, their first four hit, and then it gets real dry below that. They don't hit very well, and I don't think they've seen the kind of velocity. I mean, we've got three arms that can run it up to 90 at any given time, at any given count. And again, it's stuff that you don't hear of in high school. And so we'll see. We're going to have to play baseball. We expect to play baseball. Every time one of our pitchers steps up, we know we got to get them enough runs to make their life easy. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking, but our defense knows what they've got to do. Our offense knows what it's got to do. North Surrey's going to have to come to our place. They're going to have to drive, and they're going to have to play us. So,
yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Looking forward to watching another one.
Well, I'm excited for everybody, and I'm excited for the community and the kids especially. This is going to be a good evening in baseball, and I'm excited for it.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving
Live
Western North Stevens Carolina for 30
control,
years.
Box,
Mike's
Pisgah,
can take care of
school,
all your heating,
spring,
cooling,
sports.
And air.
Our sponsors are Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vistas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and the Bears are playing the North Surrey Greyhounds, I believe.
Tonight's pitcher, number 15, Kenley Stanton.
Each base hitter, home run, that Pisgah has is going to be sponsored by Custom Paving.
The catcher, number 21, Garrett Sidney. Playing left field, number 5.
Some other sponsors is First Citizen Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, Hazelwood, and First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 125 years. Also, Ball Games means it's springtime for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. Tim just announced the North Surrey Knights. He's going to announce the Pisgah Bears on the field. Another sponsor is going to be Papertown Roots Radio. That airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surt on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM at and also on WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Papertown Roots Radio Live.
Left fielder number 9, Dane Wilson.
So for the Greyhounds, first batter is going to be Bo Carson, who's going to play shortstop. Second batter is Cade Atkins. He's in center field. Kenley Stanley, he's their third batter and the pitcher. Kyler Simmons is the right fielder. Garrett Center, he's going to be the catcher. Eliza Jamison is going to be in left field. Caleb Gammons is at first base. Ashton D.H. is the Aston Seal, he's the D.H. Chance Sumner is the fourth second baseman, and Aiden Perkins on third base.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And the whistle sounds. It's time for baseball here in Canton. From the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, we welcome you to tonight's state playoff game. And it's time for our Keys to the Game, brought to you by Forga Contracting. What do you think, Jack?
Pitching
is always for the Bears.
Yeah, landing right on the mound.
Boy, he's got a sub-1 ERA
yeah.
for his 6 or 7 starts this year.
And I think Zach can pitch if he needs to.
Zach can pitch. Maddox can pitch. Braden can pitch. Owen Rigsby, Jackson Lehman. That's been the strength of this team, as you heard Coach Shepard in our interview a moment ago. Pitching has been really, really spectacular this year. We've had a no-hitter. We've had one game where, first game of the season, Landon threw a no-hitter. And the second game of the season, Zach Wester struck out all 21 batters for all the outs in the game. We're about ready for first pitch. Landon Wright takes the mound. Or is I heard the North Surrey guys calling it Mount Pisgah.
Mount Pisgah.
I snuck up on the coach to get the lineup, and he said, look at that mound over there. He said, you'll be able to get the curveball off of Mount Pisgah over there.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to call it from now on.
Mount Pisgah.
Beautiful night for baseball. I was concerned with the early start time that the sun was going to be brutal in the outfield, or in the field in general. The boys, most of them wearing sunglasses anyway, but it's a little slightly overcast. It's actually perfect, 67 degrees. And if you've got teenagers I'm listening, I'm sorry, I keep saying 6'7". I know what that means. So Landon Reich taking his warm-up tosses as we get ready to blast off the state playoffs, what will be the second round of the state playoffs.
Up to bat for the North Surrey is going to be Bo Carson, the shortstop, followed by Cade Atkins, the center fielder, and third batter, Kenley Stanley, the pitcher.
Well, both pitchers batting third tonight. And we're about to get underway.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. Let's win a playoff game. That would be spectacular. They've already hung the banner. I don't know if you noticed that, Jack. On the far right side of the center field wall, the 2026 conference champs. Here we go. Bo Carson steps in. First pitch. Fastball misses outside. One ball, no strikes, just underway. I'll give you updates on the girls' softball game going on simultaneously. Next pitch is a fastball. Strike.
There's a favorite ump.
Our favorite umpire that does the delayed strike call. Count even 1-1. Pitch, curveball. About a 59-footer there.
Outside. And low.
And low. And dusty. Two balls and a strike now to the leadoff hitter for North Surrey. Misses low with a fastball. 3-1.
Come on, 13.
He usually takes him a batter or two to get dialed in, and that's the case with all these kids. 3-1 count, pitch, fastball, fouled back to the backstop. Full count now. Crowd starting to settle in on the hill above left center. What do we call that hill up there? Full count now to the leadoff hitter, Bo Carson, shortstop for North Surrey. Right-handed batter. Full count pitch is high. He walks him. So the leadoff runner on board, and as Coach Shepherd said in our discussion a few moments ago, first two batters, speedy. So we got to watch for action on the bases. That'll bring up Cade Atkins, the center fielder, and center fielders are always speedy. So now one on and nobody out here in the top of the first. No score. Curveball for a strike. Beautiful pitch.
Moon's up to the task.
Yes, he is. He's been deadly on runners all year. Boone Carver, our catcher. 0-1 pitch. That one's high and inside. Ball. He'll be approaching 90 in the next few pitches once he gets good and warmed up. One ball, one strike. One on, nobody out, and no score here in the top of the first. Runner with a healthy lead. Curveball. Strike. I have to delay because the umpire delays.
It's like a 5-minute delay.
It's slow motion of his call. But in our favor now, one ball, two strikes to Cade Atkins. Need to keep these speedy guys off the base pads if possible. There's a throwback. He's got him.
He got him.
Threw him out at first. Woo, nice move. He caught him leaning, Jack. He leaned towards second. Landon spun and threw a strike to Owen Rigsby, and he was dead in the water. One away now, and the base runner is erased. Good to have the Smiths in the Stevenson Pest Control press box tonight.
Caleb's going to sing, right?
Caleb said he's going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at some point. First pitch misses outside with a curveball to Kenley Stanley, tonight's starting pitcher from North Surrey. One away here. That one misses high and almost hits him. It says full count. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Well, yeah, I guess it was because the out was made at first. So a full count with one out. Fastball swinging a miss. Strike three. First strikeout of the night for Landon, Landon Wright, and I assure you it won't be the last. So Kenley Stanley now steps in, tonight's pitcher. All right-handed batters so far in the top of the first for North Surrey. There's first pitch, misses with the curveball. We're going to try to give you updates on the girls' softball game as we go as well. It's bottom of the second, no score. They loaded the bases. There's a pitch hit high and deep to right, tailing foul. Hard hit ball from tonight's pitcher.
He's stocky.
He is stocky. He is fire plug stocky, tree stump stocky. And now 1-1 with two outs and nobody on. No score here. We're just underway, top of the first. Landon, pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Blew him up. One ball, two strikes. The score, yeah, nothing to nothing in the girls' softball game tonight. Addie Faust with a single. 1-2, high with a fastball. 2-2. Pitcher against pitcher here in the third spot, as will be the case for us. 2-2 pitch on the way. Curveball. Able to check his swing and a good curveball. Tried to get him fish, but he did not. So the count goes full. This kid's got power, man. He hit it hard and deep to right field, but just foul, thankfully. So we got a full count pitch here. Let's see if he just goes that good old fastball. There's number one. Hard hit, but foul down the left field line.
Jumped the fence.
Jumped the fence into the batting cage for the visitor side. So another full count pitch. Good inning thus far for Landon. Lead off walk, but has settled down nicely so far. Another 3-2 pitch. Two outs. No score. The pitch. Curveball misses. Oh, he called him strike. High strike on that one on a curveball. Pitcher unhappy. But that'll do it for North Surrey. In the top of the first, no score. Again, we're live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box tonight. We're brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Smith Custom Guitars. We're also brought to you tonight by First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open your personal or small business account today. They have convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for 120-plus years. So a good start for the Bears. Got the leadoff man on via a walk for North Surrey, and then they erased all of them. First one with a pickoff move that was just really excellent from Landon Timely. You know there's a lot of luck involved in a pickoff move, and if you catch him leaning,
he was gone.
He was about to go, and as soon as he saw Landon spin, he tried to get back, but it was too late at that point.
Up first for the Bears is going to be Isaiah Mintz, center fielder, Maddox Wright, third baseman, Boone Carver, catcher.
There you go. So Kenley Stanley on the mound, right-handed pitcher that the one just got called out on the curveball. Right-handed pitcher, short, stocky, taking his warm-up tosses, beautiful curveball on the warm-up there. But he faces a pretty good lineup here, man. Easy to see why we are conference champions. Pisgah wearing their all red uniforms tonight with the black pinstripes, black numbers. Mount Airy in all blue with yellow pinstripes and blue hats. And a gorgeous, gorgeous evening. Lights already on. Sun not a problem at this point. Crowd settled in nicely. Nice crowd tonight. Pretty fair number of North Surrey folks have made the trip from the Mount Airy area. That's hard to say. So we're about to get underway. Bottom half.
Bears, center fielder, number 14, Isaiah Mintz.
Isaiah Mintz leading off tonight is Harold Shepard, the coach, moving the lineup around as he does occasionally. So far, it's been good everywhere he's put it. But Isaiah, solid contact hitter and very fast. First pitch to Isaiah Mintz is high. I think it was fastball. He doesn't throw overly hard.
Yeah.
But next pitch from Kenley Stanley. One ball, no strikes. That one's outside. Ball two. So these boys going to be dialing in on this one. He does have a good curve, I noticed. Nods to his catcher. The 2-0 pitch. It's hit hard towards
right
field, but right at the right fielder, and there's one away. He hit it hard. That'll bring up number four, left-handed batting, Maddox Wright, who, by the way, pitched a complete game against Brevard in what turned out to be the conference-winning game the other
night.
He was touching 90. It was excellent. So the first pitch now on the way from Stanley to Maddox. Strike called. Strike called. He's going to have a high strike zone tonight. We can see that already. Next pitch. Maddox drills one through the North Surrey dugout quickly, 0-2. They're going to have to be patient on this guy. It's not high velocity. And that sometimes gives our team trouble. 0-2 now. One out. No score here in Canton. Just missed inside. Just missed inside. One ball, two strikes. But we are offset here with our view. One ball, two strikes. Again, one out, nobody on, no score. There's one hit high and foul off to the left side. One ball, two strikes, one out now. Maddox settles back in. Stanley, wind-up pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. It hit Maddox, I think, on about the second bounce. So now we have a runner aboard with some speed. Number eight, the catcher. Boom, Carver to the plate.
If it hits the batter.
Now we got a questioning of the umpire by the Mount Airy coach. He's going to want to appeal to the center field coach. We've seen this act before in Franklin. North Surrey coach. I was talking about the episode in Franklin where they called him a hit batter at the plate and the field umpire overturned it. I don't know how that happens. I'm glad I was not on the radio tonight. If it hits him on the bounces, it still counts,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yep. Yep.
I'll sit back in this chair for a moment while we
figure it out.
Yeah, the North Surrey umpire or head coach arguing a little, and that's okay. That's his job, part of it. So Boone Carver now, two home runs on the year and had a great year, great senior year. I fully expect him to be all conference and all county. Settles in with Maddox Wright on base. One out, no score here in Canton. First pitch, fastball, strike on the outside edge of the plate. Maddox with the lead off of first. 0-1 the count. There comes the curveball right back over our heads. Now 0-2.
I'm ducking.
Yeah. We tried to catch it once, didn't we? Didn't go well. So now 0-2 again to Boone Carver. Pitch, curveball misses outside. Count even 2-2. Well, it says 1-2, but I thought it was 2-2. Regardless, he's got two strikes. Fastball hit right back up the middle.
Oh,
and through. Maddox has to hold it second as the shortstop got a piece of a glove on it and slowed it down, but he could not grab it. So now we got first and second, one out. And our cleanup hitter and starting pitcher tonight, Landon Wright, also with two home runs on the season. Hit him in back-to-back games against Tuscola. So now we got something going. No score here in the bottom of the first, but we have runners on first and second and one out. If we can get something going here. If they can get dialed in on this pitcher's velocity. There's the first pitch, fastball strike. 0-1 now. Landon Wright been a good hitter all year. Curveball just misses outside. I was waiting on the umpire. Wasn't certain what he was going to do. 1-1. One out. Runners on first and second. Pitch is in the dirt. Fastball. Now two balls in the strike. Boy, what a beautiful night now. The sun's not a problem. It was out just briefly, but behind clouds now, and it's just nice. Two balls in the strike to Landon Wright. Pitcher throws high. 3-1 now. Let's see if they turn him loose on 3-1. And he can put one out over the new conference champion banner that's hanging in right field.
That's a poke.
That's a poke. 3-1 pitch. It's hit hard and high. Right fielder moving over. Should have no problem with this. See if Maddox is going to make a tag. He is. And no, he steps back. That's a good play by the right fielder to get that ball in. So now two outs. Zane Wilson comes to the plate. He's had some clutch hits this year. We don't want to strand the first two runners we get on base, but that's kind of been the thing this year until the game settles. So still no score. Bottom of the first. Two outs and runners at first and second. Catcher goes out to have a word with Kenley Stanley. The catcher is a Garrett Center. He is a head and a half taller than the pitcher.
Yeah.
Headed back to the plate now, and we're about to get underway again. Zane Wilson, Pisgah's left fielder, had a fine junior year this year. So now two outs and runners at first and second, and no score. First pitch is in the dirt and outside, ball one. With Owen Rigsby on deck, who's just been on a tear the last month of the season. One ball, no strikes, and two outs. Plenty of room in left center. There's one miss. Nope, outside. That's right. I was going to say misses outside, and then the umpire agreed with me. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, and no score here. Two on. 2-0 pitch from Kenley Stanley of North Surrey. There's one hard hit towards that right fielder again. He's back and makes the play. So we strand two after a base hit from Boone Carver and a hit by pitch for Maddox Wright. And that'll do it for inning number one. And we'll send it back to Jack at the station. We'll be back with the second inning. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
We're back live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in Canton. No scores. We head to the top of the second. You know, folks, that ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
May 16th is the drawdown, Pisgah drawdown. We still have tickets available. If you're going to get a ticket, it gets two people into the event. We have live auctions, silent auctions, half and halves, and at the end of the night, you can win $5,000.
Ooh, that's a nice one. Landon Wright back on the mound, facing number 8, Kyler Simmons. There's a strike called in that high zone again. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, I have no doubt. And getting some groans there, but called a strike. Pitch, fastball right down the middle, right down Park Street.
He's pulling it up.
Yep, I hear the machine starting up. 0-2 now to number 8, Kyler Simmons, right fielder, who was very busy. There's a – oh, God. Oh, geez. He seems to be okay. Left-handed batter, and he drilled one of his own players who was on deck. That scared me because we have a dear friend for Tuscola a great kid named Ian Omsler who was hurt so badly in their last game the other night. He may be listening in. We love you, buddy. Pitch fastball is a high fastball. So the count now, one ball, two strikes. But evidently it didn't hurt that kid. He's a big one, 21 over there on deck. Garrett Center, the catcher. Curveball hits him. So he hits him, and off to first goes the leadoff hitter. That'll bring the catcher, Center, to the plate. I'm glad he's all right. I mean, he drilled him with a line drive there, but these catchers, man, that's a different breed. So for the second time tonight in two innings, the leadoff hitter is aboard from North Surrey. That's hard to say. The North Surrey Greyhounds. Catcher to the plate. First pitch from the stretch. Hit high and deep. Isaiah Mintz turns around, watches it go over his head. It lands at the base of the wall. Very likely could score a run. He's giving him the light. Yeah, he's going to make it. No, I don't know. He's out to plate.
Oh, no.
Why did he call
himself?
Woo! Oh, my. I don't understand that call. But North Surrey, nonetheless, is a great hit. But he looked to be out by a foot or two. But it doesn't matter. We're not in charge.
The coaches said he was safe.
Our coaches did?
Yes.
I don't understand how, but I'm looking right at it. But it doesn't matter what I think. It's 1-0 North Surrey off a monster double from
Johnson.
Whoever that was.
Yeah.
That was Center, the catcher. Now it's Elijah Johnson, another left-handed batter to the plate. 1-0 North Surrey. I feel like we're going to get mad and get that one back. Fastball strike at the knees from Landon Wright. This is left fielder. Next pitch is a bunt, and he missed it. Throw back to second, and he's in safely. Boone Carver took a shot at the runner who was playing off. They've got a pinch runner out there for the catcher. That would be, I'll tell you here in just a second. Number one, Caleb Stanley for North Surrey. So, 0-2 the count now. There's a fastball a little bit low. 1-0 North Surrey leads after a double from their catcher, and he drilled it. Isaiah Manson, center, just turned around and started running. One ball, two strikes, runner on second now. Nobody out. Oh, he about had him. He about had him. He might have had him if he had thrown it, but I don't know if he was just trying to. There's a fly ball into no man's land. Isaiah Mintz comes on, but Maddox Wright runs from his shortstop position and makes the play. I'm sorry, that was Zach Wester. Zach Wester,
yeah.
So athletic. So one away, the runner has to stay put. All right, first pitch. Here's a fly ball hitting the same position. Zach headed out to the same place. This one may be a little easier. Makes a play. Two outs now. The runner stranded again.
That was Caleb Simmons.
He is. He swung at the first pitch.
Or Gammons.
Now batting number 11, Ashton Seal.
Ashton Seal comes to the plate. Designated hitter. Right-handed batter. This is the most lefties we've seen all year. So Landon Wright able to induce two flyouts to the shortstop. And now two outs with that runner remaining on second. First pitch is a fastball hit into gap. Zach Wester up with it. Makes a play. Nice, beautiful split stretch from Owen Rigsby. And they strand the runner. Zach Wester with a beautiful backhand play. Threw it off the, you know how they have to make that opposite foot throw. And got it there in time to Owen. Again, Owen Rigsby with a beautiful stretch for the third out. And that'll do it for North Surrey in the top of the second. They score one and leave one stranded. Whew. It's good to have you here for playoff baseball. We're brought to you again tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniform, Kent Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. Every base hit and home run brought to you tonight by Custom Paving. we were discussing a minute ago, Ian Onsler, the young man from Tuscola who was struck in the face by a pitch on Tuesday night and just hurt really badly. And he had, I don't think his family would mind at all, he had surgery yesterday and they may have to have some more. Just a really, really bad injury. So I think I can speak on behalf of Pisgah Nation that we are praying and pulling for Ian Onsler. That's a hard way to end your baseball career, as they got beat that night in the first round playoff game. So it was horrible. So I talked to his dad today, and he's got more work to do. So big old coming to the plate, Owen Rigsby, who made that beautiful play at first. Fist bumps the catcher and the umpire, as he is a super nice kid.
Yeah.
Whole family are great. His brother Eli was a great player here at Pisgah as well. Now playing for Rockingham College. Owen steps in with a Pisgah trail them by one here in the bottom of the second. First pitch from Kenley Stanley, swinging a miss from Owen. He doesn't have much velocity, but that does give us trouble sometimes.
It is. That Brevard pitcher.
Yeah. That kid for Brevard the other night, he's like they say about Greg Maddox, couldn't break glass, but just kept getting people out. Next pitch is a strike on the outside edge, so quickly 0-2 on Owen Rigsby. One to nothing North Surrey here as we're underway in the bottom of the second. There's one back towards the shortstop. He's up with it and throws him out. So one away here in the bottom of the second. Zach Wester, who made all three outs of the last half inning. He's a great pitcher, but he's also excellent fielder. When he pitches, usually Maddox right will go to short. But Zach really at home in that shortstop position. So 1-0 North Surrey, one out. He shows bunt, now backs off and takes a strike as he had the third baseman charging hard. It's Aiden Perkins on third as Kenley Stanley throws. That one misses low. I didn't wait for the umpire that time. I could have hurt myself. 1-1 the count, one out, nobody on. Pisgah down 1-0. Pitch. Oh, there's a swing and a miss from Zach. 1-2 now. Boy, he took a mighty cut at it. One ball, two strikes, and one out here. Curveball misses outside and a little bit low. It's a good pitch, as acknowledged by the catcher. It's a good swing and miss pitch, but Zach able to hold up. Now, count even 2-2 to Zach Wester. Pitch, foul, straight back into the screen. Good home crowd tonight here in Canton. Wish you were here. But we're glad to have you listening in. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Zach. Hit high and deep to right. That right fielder on his way over towards the foul line. Makes the catch in foul territory. So now two away, and that will bring
Jackson Lehman,
our right fielder. Jackson Lehman to the plate. Senior, had a very good year. Braden Surratt on deck should Jackson extend the inning. But two outs now, nobody on, and North Surrey leading by a run, 1-0. Jackson steps in. Stanley fires foul, chop foul, back towards the backstop. 0-1. Pisgah senior right fielder. Boy, if he can get on base, he is speedy. 0-1 pitch. Curveball, I don't know what he swung. That one got him.
That was awful.
That was a 56-footer, and he swung anyway. That curveball is... That one got him off of Mount Pisgah there. So he's in the hole, 0-2. Two outs. There's a curveball and a good one. Struck him out. That'll do it for the Bears. in the bottom of the second, as they are not able to score, no hits and no runs. We'll be right back with inning number three as the game's moving quickly. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're back at the ballpark here. Stevenson Pest Control Press Box is Pisgah trails 1-0 behind North Surrey, and Chance Sumner at the plate right now with an 0-1 pitch is in the dirt for 0-2 now. He is the leadoff hitter of this top of the third inning. Landon missed with a curveball there. One ball, one strike as he is the leadoff. Nobody on. There's the fastball, misses outside. 2-1 now. I just have a feeling they're going to start getting to this North Surrey pitcher at some point here. 2-1, there's a fastball, Stevie Reich. 2-2 now. So 2-2, nobody out, nobody on as we are underway. There's a foul ball right over the Pisgah dugout on the right side. Stays alive, 2-2. Vocal North Surrey dugout, but of course ours is too when we're at bat. 2-2 now. We do it again. Landon, pitch. Curveball, got him to swing and miss. Strike three. Great pitch right there. Great pitch. That will bring number 10. Oh, I'm sorry, number 6.
Bo Carson.
Bo Carson back to the top.
He walked in the first inning.
Let's do not have a repeat of that one. First pitch from Landon Wright is a fastball strike. 0-1 now. One out. Nobody on. Here in the top of the third with North Surrey with a 1-0 lead over Pisgah. Landon fastball high misses. 1-1 now. Pitch. Curveball hit into center. Isaiah Mintz working his way over and called off by Jackson Lehman, makes the play. Just under the new conference champion banner.
F9.
F9. We like that.
Cade Atkins up to bat.
Cade Atkins, the center fielder.
Struck out in the first inning.
Yeah, now that's what we like. So two outs now for North Surrey. Nobody on. Pitch. Fastball hit hard, but foul off to the right side towards middle school field. It's hard to catch up to that fastball when it's right there at the knees. 0-1 now. Landon dealing well. Pitch, curveball in there for a strike. Beautiful pitch.
Whoop.
Pisgah girls leading 1-0 in the bottom of the third in their playoff game. There's another foul ball off to the right side on a high fastball. Number 2, Cade Atkins trying to stay alive and extend the inning. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0, North Surrey. 0-2. Pitch. Curveball. Just close. Misses high.
Yeah.
Whew, that was super close. I don't know how he laid off that one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. There's a fastball a little bit low. Count even now. 2-2. He's hanging in there. The 2-2 pitch from Landon Wright. Wind up, pitch, fastball hit right back towards Braden Surratt. He is up with it. That'll do it. Nice play. That'll do it for the top of the third.
1-2-3.
I like that. No hits, no runs, nothing left. A good job by the boys there. Strike out, fly out, and a nice play at second. Boy, it's good to have you listening in tonight, wherever you're listening from. Let me remind you, you can join me every Monday and Wednesday night for Papertown Roots Radio. I play 3 hours of great bluegrass music, and it's hard to find it anywhere on the dial, but I'll give you the good stuff, I promise. We're right here on WPTL Radio, 101.7 FM, 920 AM, or WPTLRadio.net. Had 47,016 on the 4th, whatever that was. Yeah. Monday night. Had a big crowd listening in, so come hang out with me. We do it live every Monday and Wednesday. We also do a Facebook Live. You can chat. It's kind of like our little chat group talking about the music and everything else. That's Papertown Roots Radio every Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. right here on WPTL. We need to get something cooking here, Jack.
Isaiah Mintz up to bat, then Maddox Wright and Boone Carter. Isaiah flied out to right field in the first inning.
So Kenley Stanley stays on the mound for North Surrey. He's got a 1-0 lead over the Bears, but I have a feeling we're going to catch up any time now. We're due for a big inning.
Correction, it's Braden up to bat.
Braden Surratt with the number 10, second baseman, just made a good play at second. Got the old Waffle House sleeve on. That's his good luck charm.
Yeah.
Your second baseman, number 10, Braden Surratt.
PA announcer Caleb Smith tonight, really getting into things. I drafted one of my Balsam Range buddies to hang out with us tonight. We got some Balsam Range friends over there on the North Surrey side. We play at Mount Airy every year. But that's not what we're here for tonight. Braden Surratt steps in. And then back to the top of the order. First pitch is in the dirt.
One hopper.
Yeah, boy, I like that. I'd like four of them. Get him on. Even with nobody on, he gets numbers from Coach Shepard, checking his card.
You never know.
You never know what they're doing. One ball, no strikes, nobody out. Nobody on. Bottom of the third. There's a bunt. He pulls it back, though, and the ball misses outside. 2-0 now. 1-4-4. I don't know. I'm not saying it. 1-4-4. I know what that means in music, but not in this.
Nope.
This
no
area.
Idea.
North Surrey with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third here in Canton. I'm glad we don't have a pitch clock here because Braden taking his time out there. 2-0 on Braden Surratt. Shows bunt again. Infielder's charge, slash, and it's hit towards the shortstop. Oh, he bobbles it. He's on. He is on an infield hit for Braden Surratt. The shortstop had to go way into the hole towards third and bobbled it just enough, made a throw that pulled the first baseman off. So a leadoff runner, Braden Surratt, with an infield hit. Isaiah Mintz in the top of the order. So we stranded two runners in the bottom of the first.
Correct.
Maddox and Boone Carver. Isaiah Mintz steps in, shows bunt, misses it. Boy, Braden's lucky to get back. He was with a big lead and leaning towards second. Catcher shows throw but didn't make it. So 0-1 now to Isaiah Mintz. See if he's going to bunt again, try to get him into scoring position. Isaiah, an excellent athlete. If he wants bunt, he can possibly do it. Next pitch, fouled right back over our heads. And now it's 0-2 on Isaiah. We don't want to strand a runner. We want to tie this game. Braden with the leadoff first. Nobody out here and one on. But 0-2 count back to first. He's in on safely on his belly. Oh and two to Isaiah Mintz. Braden leads off first. Pitch misses low with a fastball from the stretch. So now one ball, two strikes. Nobody out and one on. Pisgah trails by one. 1-0. Bottom of the third here in Canton. From the stretch, floats a curve ball. Misses high. 2-2 now. Crowd picking up. Still got plenty of time to enjoy a beautiful evening for baseball. 66 degrees, not much of a breeze. It's nice. 2-2 pitch to Isaiah Mintz is in the dirt. He gets away from the catcher. Sir, it goes to second. Catcher couldn't find it for a minute. So now we got a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Full count now to Isaiah Mintz, Pisgah's leadoff hitter and center fielder. Maddox right on deck, who was hit by a pitch in the first. Braden with a big leadoff second. There's a good shot. Base hit. Stay. Oh, he's going to send him. Oh, he's there. He's there. Score standing. Tie ball game. Braden Surratt scores from second. On a single from Isaiah Mintz, the second baseman might have should have had that one. Might have should is a serious baseball term. So we're tied now at one as Braden Surratt scores off the single. Still nobody out. Maddox Wright coming to the plate. Left-handed batter. And good speed at first with Isaiah Mintz. I had a feeling we were going to break through a little bit there.
Yeah.
So nobody out. Tie ball game here in Canton in the bottom of the third. 1-1. Pitch. Oh, Maddox able to hold his swing on a high fastball. And Braden's mom and I can relax.
For the time being.
There's a pitch low. 2-0 now. To Maddox Wright, left-handed batter. Playing third this evening. As Landon Wright pitches. Two balls, no strikes, one on, nobody out. There's a throw back to first. He's in safely. We'll reset and do it again. Pisgah's up 2-0 now in the lady softball game across the river. We can't broadcast simultaneously. I wish we could. But we'll keep you updated. Kevin Lowry, Pisgah broadcaster, giving me the update. There's a pitch inside. With a fastball. So now it's 3-0 to Maddox Wright. Going to the bottom of the fourth in the softball game with Pisgah up 2-0 over Burns in their second round playoff matchup. 3-0 pitch. Strike called on the inside corner. We figured this umpire out with that slow hand gesture, but you can
hear
him. You can kind of, if the crowd's loud, you can't hear him, but you can see him do the strike. He'll yell it. 3-1. There's one low, and he walks. So now 2 on for Boone Carver.
Number 8, Boone Carver.
Boone had a single in the first inning.
Now we got a stoppage of play as the one of the coaches comes out to have a word with the pitcher, Kenley Stanley. Little Elvis going on there from the petty lady that plays the music here in Canton. That would be my wife. I can say that. Actually, I'm her husband. She's not my anything, right? Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including my beautiful wife. We'd like to have a Mother's Day win for the Bears. And we're tied right now and 2 on and nobody out. Just a meeting on the mound. The starting pitcher will remain, Stanley. Boone Carver to the plate, as Jack told you, a single in the first inning. So we have two on, nobody out, and it's time to get it going. Pisgah's tied the game on a single from Isaiah Mintz to score Braden Surratt from second. He shows bunt. Infielder comes in. He's going to have to back it. He's going to throw it. I thought he was going to. Nope. Draws back for a strike. Strike called there. Boone and the catcher for North Surrey smiling at one another. He's like, you're not bunting. 0-1 pitch now. Two runners on. Tie ball game. He shows bunt and does, and it's a good one. It's a good one. He can only go to first. He throws it off. He threw it away. One run will score. They stop at second and third. Kenley Stanley very upset with himself as he threw that ball away. 2-1 Pisgah now as they start putting the pressure on with base running. And Boone Carver, a power hitter with a beautiful bunt. Stanley made the play to first and pulled the runner, the first baseman off the bag. He couldn't get to it. And now we have runners at second and third with one of my favorite moves in Pisgah baseball, the bunt double. Landon Wright, tonight's starting pitcher to the plate. First pitch is a swing and a hot shot to third.
He missed it.
He boots it, but he cannot score because it hit the third baseman from North Surrey. He bopped it right to the shortstop, so the runners wisely hold. But now bases loaded, nobody out. Zane Wilson to the plate. Pisgah with a chance to do some damage here. Feeling it now a little bit. Harold Shepard, Coach Harold Shepard, having a word with Zane. Everybody checks their cards. And he steps in. Pisgah now leading 2-1 over North Surrey. They're starting to hit the ball, and they hit it hard on the ground, and good things happen. First pitch to Landon is fastball hit hard to left fielder, makes a great catch, but it's deep enough to score the run. Runners advance, or the one runner advances. 3-1 now, Pisgah, after a sacrifice fly from Landon Wright. 3-1 now, with one out and runner on third. Actually, runners on the corners. Owen Rigsby to the plate, who's just been killing it lately. Just been killing it, and I'm so thankful. He had kind of a slow start to his senior year. They make an appeal at third, does North Surrey, and the umpire says safe. He touched the bag. Oh, I guess it was for the tag-up play. Regardless, 3-1 Pisgah now. Yes. One out now, and runners on the quarters for Owen Rigsby. Big inning so far for the Bears. Hopefully not over. First pitch is a strike. Center outside edge of the plate. Boy, what a nice night for a ball game. Absolutely perfect. 0-1 now to Owen Rigsby. Runners take their leads off. Nope. Misses a little high and outside with that fastball. 1-1. Jack, I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago, we were broadcasting right here. Last game of the season, both of us had on our winter coats and toboggans.
I know, yeah.
So tonight, it's 66 degrees and beautiful. 1-1 to Owen Rigsby. One out, runners on the corners. Oh, and hits one hard and deep. He's turning, not going to get there. Oh, and Rigsby just hit a home run. All right. A three-run bomb. First of his career for Owen Rigsby. I about got tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
My wife's going nuts. That's one of our kids. That's so exciting. I'm sorry to yell. Oh, hey, so exciting. Press box going nuts. Owen Rigsby just nailed one. 6-1 now, the Bears lead. Base is empty now. That's his first career home run. Three-run bomb. Zach Wester to the plate, 0-1 count. So exciting. Oh, 0-2 now to Zach Wester as that pitch clipped the corner. One out now, and 6-1 Pisgah after that big home run. There's a foul ball back into the catcher's chest protector. That might be the most exciting play of the season so far. 0-2 to Zach. Curveball. He nails it. If it stays fair, but it won't. Right down left field line. Hit it hard, but it curved. Curved into foul territory near the bullpen batting cage area. Whew, how wonderful for Owen Rigsby in a playoff game to hit his first home run. His brother had a couple for Pisgah, but he's making his mark now. I told you he'd been killing the ball for the last month, just double after double after double. That one cleared the left field wall. 0-2 to Zach. This one's high. Zach makes that whoo face. As the old-time announcers would say, they buzz the tower on that one. One ball, two strikes now. 6-1 Pisgah. That one's hit hard right up the middle. That's a base hit for Zach Wester. So it keeps going. I told you we're going to have an inning. Jackson Lehman now comes up with one out and one on. And a beautiful night just gets prettier, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
What did Jackson do last time? I've been so excited, I don't recall.
Struck out.
Struck out. Well, we're not going to have that again.
No. Not now.
Braden Surratt on deck, and now we're going to have a pitching change from, I almost said the Mount Airy Greyhounds, but it's North Surrey. We remind you that we're brought to you tonight in part by First Citizens Bank. First Citizens Bank is a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. That's First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 125 years. Hey, after the game is over tonight, we will be awarding the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Spring sports sometimes means spring cleaning. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. You can keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Check the old text machine. I keep getting them from our buddy Kevin Lowry, who's at the softball game. Here's the latest update. Pisgah scores on an RBI squeeze bump by Chandler to score Kylie Henson. Henson 2-for-2 on the day with a run scored and an RBI. Top of the fifth, Pisgah leads Burns 3-0 in the softball game. That's awesome. And it's pretty good here as Pisgah leads North Surrey 6-1. A pitching change, left-hander on the mound, warming up now. Sonny, look, he's number five. That would be, let's see, number five, Elijah Johnson, left fielder, comes in to pitch. Tall, slender young man.
Michael and I went to the Mountain Amateur Sports Awards.
Yeah.
At the Grove Park Sunday night. Pisgah basketball won the team.
Wow.
Team.
Wow.
Pisgah wrestling was the team. And Landon Pope was the male athlete of the year.
For what region? This Western North Carolina?
Yeah.
Well, he's averaging 200 yards a game
during
football season. Just a man among boys in a lot of those games.
Yeah.
Fabulous football season for the Bears, and it's just being followed up in every way. The basketball team was great. Girls team, basketball, great. And now Pisgah softball and baseball are conference champions. It's been a big year.
Chandler Larry was one of the persons for female.
Yeah.
But she didn't win.
Gotcha. Hey, to be nominated in a thing like that, it's pretty amazing. Well, we're about to get back underway now. Jackson Lehman comes to the plate. Braden Surratt on deck, who was the leadoff hitter for this inning. He is on deck. Now we got a left-handed pitcher on the mound. Again, that would be Elijah Johnson for North Surrey. I'm not sure if Kenley Stanley remains on the field. I didn't notice. First pitch is a bunt. Fouled it down. This boy has more velocity, I can tell already.
Kenley Stanley's at third.
So they shuffle the lineup a little bit. Tall, slender pitcher. 0-1 the count as Jackson showed bunt on the first pitch. Now he squares around again. Third baseman charges a throw to first. Nothing doing there. Zach Wester back. Let's reset. 0-1 now, one out. Runner on first is Zach. In a six-run Pisgah inning, and they lead 6-1 here in the bottom of the third. Slash play, fouled back, though. Showed bunt, pulled back, swung. Tried to do the old slash bunt, hit and run. So now, 0-2 to Jackson Lehman. Again, one out and one on. Barring a double play, Braden Surratt will be coming to the plate. There's a curveball, just misses outside.
Close.
Very close, very close. So now one ball, two strikes to Jackson Lehman, Pisgah senior right fielder. One ball, two strikes, one on, one out. 6-1 Pisgah. Pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss. He got him. Braden Surratt comes back to the plate for the second time this inning.
Ten batters.
Braden has a conference with Jackson to see what his thoughts were, what he was seeing from the new pitcher. Again, Elijah Johnson started in left field. Two outs now, and the runner, Zach Wester, remains at first. The Pisgah with a six-run inning. Braden scored the first run on a single from Isaiah Mintz to tie the game, and it's been a snowball since then, but I'd love to see it continue. Better watch the pickoff move. Left-handers are tough. First pitch is a fastball. Misses outside. Little delayed call by the umpire. I wasn't sure. But he did miss. 1-0 now the count. The boys in the dugout starting their percussion cheer. 1-0 pitch to Braden Surratt. The runner goes. Pulls back a bunt attempt, and the runner slides in safely. I don't know if that was a ball or a strike. Two balls. It looked high. That's why Braden drew back. He's an excellent bunter, so if he's drawing back, it's a that bump by Boone Carver. Yeah. That was hilarious. 2-0 now to Braden Surratt. Zach Wester on second with two outs. Fastball hits him.
Wear it.
Yeah, wear it. His mother over there yelling, wear it. But it was a curveball, fortunately. She doesn't get very motherly during the game.
No. It's all
war.
It's all
right now.
Scissors and swords.
Yeah. So now two out, top of the order, Isaiah Mintz, who drove Braden in after a pass ball allowed him to get to second. First pitch to Isaiah, strike on the outside corner. Owen 1 now. Pisgah again leading 6-1 after a three-run bomb from Owen Rigsby. His first ever. One of the most exciting things I've ever seen here. It was awesome. If you know that kid, even more so. 0-1. Floating curveball misses high and away. That thing was in slow motion. He's got good velocity difference.
Like 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good fastball.
Yeah.
But the curveball, man, what a difference. Which can be troublesome. One ball, one strike, two out and two on here in Canton. Pitch. Fastball fouled straight back from Pisgah's leadoff hitter, Isaiah Mintz, who is certain to be all-conference for the third straight year, in my opinion.
That was a good cut.
That was a very good cut. Oh, what a beautiful night for a ball game. Still not dark yet. The later innings will be more so, obviously. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Fouled off again, straight back. Oh, that one hit an AMC Gremlin in the middle school area back there.
Did it all fall down? Fall apart?
Yeah. It's parked next to a 71 Pinto. 6-1, Pisgah, 1-2 count, and the pitch is on the way. Curveball, fouled off again. He had to slow his swing to catch up or to slow down to that curve. New pitcher again is Elijah Johnson for North Surrey, left-hander. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and two on, first and second. Pitch, Curveball again. That one's hit weakly to right. Might be trouble. Foul ball. And we get to redo. Burns three up and three down. Headed to the bottom of the fifth. Pisgah leads Burns 3-0 in the softball game. Lily Inman has five strikeouts, pitching a shutout so far for the Bears. Awesome.
I like it.
I do too. One ball, two strikes again. Two outs. And it's been a long inning for North Surrey. Pitch. There's a shot towards the center fielder. He's coming on. Will not get there. Play coming. Throw. Braden's going to be dead meat. Braden's dead meat at third. But and the third baseman scores. Helps him up. But the run scores. That'll be 7-1 Bears. I'm sure the run score. And Braden was dead at third as they did not even attempt a play at the plate. The crowd yelling for the scoreboard to change, obviously. But that'll do it for the Bears, finally. And a great inning for the Bears. It's 6-1 now. Are they saying the run didn't score?
Yeah.
Why would that not score? He crossed the plate before Braden ever got tagged out. That's crazy. Now Braden's throwing stuff. He's upset, throwing his gloves into his helmet. That's the weird call. But regardless, Bears score 6. Lead 6-1 as we head to the fourth. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Coming to you live from the Stevens and Pest Control Press Box on the campus of the Pisgah baseball field. Up to bat is Kenley Stanley, the third baseman now. First pitch is a ball to Kenley. Landon throws another one, a fastball, struck out. It was a strike. Next pitch, curveball. That's a strike two. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Pisgah leading 6-1 over North Surrey. And we're going to have a single into left field for Stanley. Single to left field.
Number 8. That's been a busy young man. The right fielder, left-handed hitting Kyler Simmons. Stanley with the single. I had a chance. I ran into the umpire just a second ago, and he said their call was the out was made at third prior to the run scoring crossing the plate. First pitch is blasted. That's gone. Right over the right center field wall. Two-run shot for Kyler Simmons, the catcher. Just drilled that one. So now it's 6-3. This game not over by a long stretch. First, I believe that's the first home run Landon's given up this year.
That was a bomb.
That was a monster shot.
We knew it as soon as it hit.
Oh, yeah, you could tell by the sound. So 6-3 now, that run that was not credited kind of weighing in now, isn't it?
correct. Up to bat's Garrett Center.
Garrett Center, catcher up now. Oh, he hits the first batter, first pitch, and clearly not intentional, as Landon upset with himself as he missed with a curveball. And Coach Shepherd comes to the mound to discuss it with him, calm him down a little.
Yeah, look, that's correct.
Pitching a great game thus far. Hey, we're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL Custom Paving, and Papertown Roots Radio. We remind you, if you want to listen to any of the football or basketball games, you can go to Pisgah On Demand. Go to WPTLradio.net. You click on the sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and all the way through up to date on basketball right now. Pisgah On Demand. Check it out. So now the pitcher of record, well, the pitcher that's just now in, Elijah Johnson, left-handed batter and pitcher, steps in with a runner on first after a two-run home run and then a hit by a pitch. So nobody out here. And that one gets away. He'll be going to second.
Fastball or wild pitch?
I think wild pitch. So the runner moves up second. He's now in scoring position. We do not want to let a great inning get away. So one ball, no strikes, nobody out, and a runner on second here in the top of the fourth. Shows bunt and does bunt, and it's a great one. Boone Carver up with it. Makes a great throw to Braden Surratt covering first to get the out, but the runner moves to third.
That was a great play right there.
That was a good play, you're right, by Boone Carver. Threw a rocket to Braden covering first from second. One out, runner on third. Beautifully executed bunt by number five, Elijah Johnson from North Surrey. Brings Caleb Gammons to the plate, first baseman. First pitch misses with a curveball. Pisgah still leads Burns 3-0 in the softball game in the, I believe he said, top of the sixth. 1-0 pitch is a fastball. Just misses. Landon not happy with that call. 2-0 now. He's showing a little frustration. That's in the top of the sixth, the girls' game. 2-0 pitch. Looking for a fastball. Misses outside. 3-0. It's playoffs, man. Keep him on a short leash. 3-0 now. We don't want a tying run coming to the plate. 3-0 pitch from Landon. There's a fastball call. Nope.
Wow.
I don't know where it must have missed inside. So now first and third. That'll bring number 11, Ashton Seal, the designated hitter, to the plate. Runners on the corners. One out. We need a double play here. Get out of this inning. Pisgah leads 6-3 here in the top of the fourth. North Surrey with runners on the corners after scoring two already. There's a fastball fouled straight back. 0-1 now to Ashton Seal. Wouldn't be a playoff baseball without a little drama. Oh and one now. One out, runners on the corners. Pisgah leading 6-3. Pitch. Fast. Nope, he called it a ball. I misread his gesture there. 1-1 now. First adversity really faced tonight. They scored that one run in the first, but after that sixth run, bottom of the third. There's a throw over third. Runner back safely. Good job by Maddox Wright tracking that one down. Hold him a little closer to the bag. 1-1, this is the count. One out, and runners on the corners. With the DH at the plate for North Surrey pitch. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Nice pitch, 1-2. I'd like to see that one again. Or he may bury that curveball. We'll see as he is ahead, 1-2. This would be a big strikeout if he were to get it. There it is. There's a fastball outside. Lord.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, the crowd getting aggravated now. 2-2. 2-2 as the crowd really getting after the home plate umpire who said the ball was outside. Looked like a beautiful fastball. 2-2. Pitch. Nope, he did miss outside with that one. Full count now. Full count to the number 8 hitter,
Seal.
Runners on the corners, full count pitch. This is a big pitch. Missed it. Oh! He was able to check his swing. Appeal, but no. And now bases are loaded for, let's see who this is. Number 4. Chance Sumner, second baseman. Now we got bases loaded, one out. Getting the crowd really getting after the umpire. First pitch. That's a beautiful curveball. Beautiful curveball for a strike.
That's a knee buckler.
Yeah, that was. That buckled my knees. I thought fastball. Oh, no, it's curve. 0-1. I don't know what we're yelling about, but we'll yell. There's a fastball misses low and away. 6-3, Pisgah leads, but bases loaded and one out for North Surrey here in the top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball. Strike.
He's done. Yes! Woo!
Boone Carver jerked. They had a bunt play on. The runner broke to the plate, and Boone just chased him and got him out. Nice play by a senior catcher, Boone Carver. 6-3 now, and it holds right there. With two outs, that was a big, big out and the biggest runner to get out. 6-3 now, runners first and second, and a 1-2 count on the batter. One ball, two strikes. What a huge out. If he can get him right here, this crowd's going to erupt, and we're going to get some more runs. Pitch, fastball misses low. Might be overthrowing just a little with the adrenaline. 2-2 now. Crowd getting fired up. It's a fun night here in Canton. Playoff baseball. Your conference champion, Pisgah Bears, with a 6-3 lead over North Surrey. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two on. Landon, pitch, curveball, couldn't get him to bite. Count goes full. Good pitch. Wanted to chase that curveball. Got a text, said when they hit that home run, it was heard all the way in South Dakota where my friend texted from here. Full count, fastball.
Ooh.
Foul tipped, yeah. Ooh. Foul tipped into Boone's glove. He couldn't hold it, of course. It was a rocket. Reset. The runners go back as they were moving, of course, with two outs and a full count. This batter hanging tough. Number 4, I believe it is Chance Sumner, second baseman. Full count. We do it again. Two outs. Oh! He tried almost a pickoff move back to second. Runner back in. Braden Surrett slipping in behind him. Again, full count, two outs. Pitch, there it is, shot, base hit. That'll score one. Throw to third to hold that runner. 6-4 now, solid base hit. Ball game tightening up, and big number 20 coming to the plate. I believe that's number. No, he just fetched it. 6, back to the top of the order with Bo Carson. 6-4, two outs now. Runners at first and second. Going to the bottom of the sixth, Pisgah girls up. There's a foul ball back to the screen on the first pitch. Pisgah girls still 3-0 going to the bottom of the sixth, the home half. 0-1 now to leadoff hitter Bo Carson. Still runners on first and second, but two outs here. Sun becoming an issue now. It's back out. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt. That runner will advance. That was a spiked fastball. So now we got a runner at third. Another one of those, and the run scores, and we're 6-5, so we need out of this. Pisgah leads 6-4, but a 3-run inning thus far for North Surrey. Now we got a visit to the mound by catcher Boone Carver. Good ball game, a little better than I'd wanted.
Yes.
Now, Boone.
May 16th is the drawdown.
The big Pisgah drawdown.
If you haven't got your ticket, you should. They're selling out.
No, I'm sure it usually does, doesn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. So we reset 1-1 the count. Two outs, runners at second and third after another wild pitch. Here's the pitch, 1-1. Misses with a curve. North Surrey dugout fired up, as they should be. They've had a big inning. Three-run inning here in the top of the fourth. 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball. Strike. 2-2 now. Boone fakes a throw. The runner on third hits the deck, but he's back in safely. 2-2 now after that fastball strike. Here he comes with another one. There's a pitch. Missed just outside. Oh, the Canton crowd's about to get feisty.
Woo! That is terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty. Again, we are a little bit offset up here. So full count again. That umpire, the Canton people are not happy with him. Pitch. Oh, he went over to the backstop. 6-5. I think it's about time to do something. Yeah, there he goes. Here comes Harold Boone waving him out. So let's stop this. It's 6-5 now. And they've had a four-run inning. And I think they've, according to the Canton people, and I don't disagree wholeheartedly, they've got a few extra pitches out of this inning. So Landon, that'll be it for Landon. We don't know who's coming in yet. We don't know at this point. Still having a meeting on the mound. North Surrey with a big inning here, 6-5 now, after Pisgah took that big six-run lead in the bottom half of the third. Top of the fourth, the wheels come off a bit. Mind you, we're sponsored in part tonight by A1 Storage. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage where your stuff is our business. So a tough outing thus far for, yeah, it's going to be Zach Wester coming in to try to hold this lead. And he had to go in and switch gloves, of course. Landon kind of got tired in the control. That's when you start noticing that going, it's time to make a move, and that's a good move. Zach Wester, of course, just a great arm. And as is a Friday night game, it's fine to use two of your best, not having to worry about another game this week. So, again, Jack, that drawdown, May 16th?
Correct. So, each ticket is $125. It gets two people into the event. We have live auctions, silent auctions, door prizes.
Boy, that's a big a big fun thing there by the end of the night.
Yeah, you can win $5,000 at the end of the night.
And the Pisgah athletes will be your waiters. Correct. That's a lot of fun for these kids.
Yeah.
Steak dinner, too. I've eaten steak there every time I've been.
It's a steak or chicken.
Steak or chicken. Dinner for two and a big time. A lot of fun.
It's the Redneck Oscars for Canton.
It is the Pisgah drawdown May 16th at Pisgah High School. Well, Zach's starting to get his tosses in, warm-up pitches, as Pisgah trying to now cling to a 6-5 lead here in this second-round state playoff game tonight against North Surrey. Hope you're enjoying the game. It's a little closer than we intended, but boy, that big home run is looming large now.
Correct,
we'd be in a mess without that. Yeah. Owen Rigsby with his first ever home run. Number two to the plate for North Surrey now, center fielder Cade Atkins. We would like to get out of this inning before that dadgum cleanup hitter comes back up who hit one in the Pigeon River a minute ago.
It was pretty close.
So here we go. Boom, back to the plate now. Zach settling in. Runners on the corners. Two outs. 6-5. Ball game. Zach Wester now takes over on the mound. the number two hitter, center fielder, Cade Akins. There's a throwback to first immediately. Almost got him. Zach is not afraid to go to first with that pickoff move. So two outs now, runners on the corners. Zach throws a tie ball game. He just spiked a fastball, and we are tied. This is unbelievable tonight. Unbelievable. We've not done this all year. His first pitch was 54 feet, and Boone had no chance. So we are tied now after a six-run inning. Press Bucks crowd starting to take common nerve pills up here. 6-6. Next pitch is a curveball. Strike called. Incredulous look by the batter, but now it's one ball, one strike. But the damage is done. A five-run inning for North Surrey. Runner. There's another curveball. Just missed inside. Runner fake going. Yeah. They watch. They might get him. He's fast. He's very fast, but pickoff move wouldn't hurt a thing here if they don't throw it into center field. 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball. It gets away. Oh, it's fouled. It's fouled. He got a piece of it. Hit Boone Carver on the chin protector there. Now he heads out to speak to Zach for a second. Count even 2-2. Even in the middle of a tense ball game, the base runner and our second baseman's shortstop out there hanging out and laughing with one another. It's not life or death. Let's remind ourselves. Press box crew does not agree. Settle down, boys. 2-2 now. Two outs. We just need this out. Zach. Pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Got him. That'll do it. But the damage done. North Surrey scores 5. And ties the ball game. It was 6-1, now 6-6. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Phew. Not a good inning.
No.
Not a good inning. We're brought to you tonight by Canton Insurance. It's springtime, so for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, you need to call Michelle Baxley or one of her great staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
Up to bat is Maddox Wright, Boone Carver, and Landon Wright.
So 2, 3, and 4 coming up for the Bears. And number 5 stays on the mound, Elijah Johnson, 4. North Surrey.
How about them Canes?
What is it, 3-0 or 2-0?
3-0.
3-0. That was a fifth. Yeah, one of those games last night where he went to a fight and hockey game happened,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, at the end.
I watched quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Hurricanes 3-0 over the Philadelphia Flyers.
I got my signed jersey on.
Who signed it?
Jordan Stahl.
Stahl?
No. Jacob Slavin and Martin Nook. And there was another, like Tyson Jost, but yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, my son, every time he buys a jersey, whoever's jersey it is, I don't know how many Cincinnati Red players he's got shipped out.
Yeah.
And what was the beardy guy that played for the Hurricanes?
Brent Burns.
Brent Burns. He loved him.
Yeah.
Bought that jersey, gone.
Yeah.
So number 5 again stays on the mound for North Surrey. No update since the last update from the softball game. Going to the bottom of 6. The Lady Bears up 3-0. So they're close to a win. And we're going to the top of the fourth inning. Third and fourth innings, man. Slow to a crawl, didn't it?
Yeah.
So Maddox, he's been active already tonight, as always. He's batted leadoff for a big portion this year, batting second tonight. Left-handed batter. What did I say? Bottom, top. That one misses outside to start him off with the ball. Bottom of the fourth. Six-six tie here in Kenton. Lefty against lefty. That one's a little bit low. 2-0 now. The sun becoming an issue on the right side of the infield and outfield. Left side of the from pitcher's mound left, it's shaded. 2-0 now. Maddox able to hold up on a high fastball. 3-0 now. We need base runners immediately.
And he's fast.
He is fast.
He gets on.
Boone Carver up on deck is surprisingly fast for a catcher. With a beautiful bunt tonight. There's a fast ball. That's a strike. 3-1. Tie game here in the bottom of the fourth in Canton. 6-6. 3-1 count. Nobody on us. We're just underway. Fastball. Boone swings and misses. Good pitch. Low. It might have been a changeup. I'm not sure.
That was Maddox.
I'm sorry, Maddox. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm all the pieces. What did I say? Full count now to Maddox Wright. There's a shot, but right at the second baseman on the ground. Up with it. Throws him out. One away now. Boone Carver comes to the plate with Landon Wright on deck.
Now batting for the Bears, your senior catcher, number 8, Boone Carver.
So Boone comes to the plate. A good night already. I'd love to see Landon Wright get into one. I know he feels bad right now. Come up mad. Boone steps in with nobody on and one out in this tie ball game. First pitch is a curveball, misses outside. Again, Elijah Johnson, left-handed pitcher, started the game in left field. Pitching for North Surrey. 1-0, one out. Pitch, fastball, swing and a miss from Boone. That one a little low. So one ball, one strike, and one out. Nobody on. Landon Wright on deck. Pitch. There's a tapper towards short. He's up with it. Throws off balance, but makes a good play. Two down now. Two ground balls induced by Elijah Johnson for North Surrey. Landon Wright comes to the plate.
Number 13, Landon Wright.
Landon needs a hit here to pick him up. So two out, nobody on here in Canton. This tie ball game, 6-6. Pisgah, North Surrey. Pitch. That one's strike on the inside corner with a fastball. Big, tall lefty. Skinny as a rail, but tall. Ahead now, 0-1 to Landon. Big windup. Swing and a miss. Took a little something off of that. 0-2 now. This kid's getting dialed in a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Got good velocity differences we mentioned early. 0-2, two outs now. Pitch floats that one. He gets just a piece of it to stay alive. Just a piece of it. Oh and two now to Landon Wright. Nobody on. Two outs. Pitch. Just missed. Just missed with a curveball on the outside side of the plate. North Surrey crowd now wanted to call.
Yeah.
And it was close. One ball, two strikes. Pitcher moving the ball around. Kicks, fires, swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll do it for the Bears in the bottom of the fourth. As two ground outs and a strikeout. We'll be right back with the top of the fifth as we are tied in Canton. Dadgummit. And here's a scoring update. Pisgah up 6-0 in the softball game. 6-0 for the girls. Looking good there. We'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, voice of Black Bear Baseball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Hi,
We're coming to you live at the Stevens Pest Control Press Box. We're at the Pisgah baseball field playing North Surrey. We're all tied at six, going to the top of the fifth inning. First pitch for Kenley Stanley is a ball. Curveball for a strike. 1-1. Lester's next pitch. Fastball right down the heart. Pass. Zach with the windup. Pitch, curveball, popped up to shortstop, Maddox Wright.
Yeah. Maddox Wright camps out under one, and that's out number one.
Now batting number eight, Kyler Simmons.
Now here's Kyler Simmons, who hit the big home run in the last inning, left-handed batter. He pulled that ball over the high part of the center field wall.
Yep.
I mean, it was a moonshot. Zach looking good so far this inning, though. Pitch misses outside.
Curveball high.
Yeah.
Oof.
Pitch misses inside with the curveball. 2-0 now. Tie game here in Canton. 6-6 for Pisgah and North Surrey in this second round playoff matchup. 2-0 pitch from Zach Wester. Misses way outside with that one. 3-0. We do not need a base runner. He's afraid of this kid, and I don't blame him. He hit one in the river. One away now. 3-0 pitch. Curveball. Strike. A very delayed call that time. So three balls and a strike. Hitters count. Let's see what he gives him here. I mean, he hit a mile the last one. There's a fastball right towards first base. Owen Rigsby tracks it down and gets him out. Ground ball hard hit to Owen. Pisgah could hold on to this game. Owen making a big case for A1 Storage Player of the Game thus far. Got a long way to go yet. One away now in the... Catcher Garrett Center steps in now. Two outs now, Zach. First pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by Boone. I tell you, the most shocking thing tonight for me has been the amount of spike pitches. You know, I think it's just nerves, I'm sure. But one ball, no strikes. There's a curveball. Swing over the top of it and missed. 1-1. Lady Bears win 5-0. There's a fastball fouled right towards the dugout of North Surrey. One ball, two strikes.
You said 5-0?
6-0.
Yeah.
Actually, 6-0. Six strikeouts, complete game shutout for Lily Inman. Addie Faust with three hits and four RBIs. Kylie Henson with three hits and an RBI. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Zach throws a fastball hit right at Maddox Wright. Line drive, and that'll do it for North Surrey. Hit it well, but Maddox took one step to his right. And that'll do it for North Surrey. Nobody left on. That's what we needed, a good out, a good inning. And now,
Time to go.
Time to go, boys.
Congratulations to the lady softball girls.
Yep.
On to the state playoffs.
They'll be on to the third round.
Third round, yep.
6-0 win over Burns tonight. The boys still got work to do. Owen Rigsby did his part. Three runs shot to give the Bears a lead, but since then, North Surrey clawed back. Well, Coach Shepard said in the pregame they were a scrappy team, and that's exactly what they've been, but we've helped them a little bit.
Yes, we have.
So we need to get going here. Looks like Zane Wilson's going to lead this off, best as I can recall.
Correct.
Zane Wilson, then Owen Rigsby with the big shot tonight, and then Zach Wester. Again, the Lady Bears, the softball girls, win 6-0 over Burns. Great game from them tonight. Now we just want the boys to join them. A conference championship is always the goal, but when you're in a ball game, you want to move on. Zane Wilson up for the Bears, and Elijah Johnson remains on the mound as he really looked like he's getting dialed in. Got that good curveball. And when he misses, he doesn't miss big. So Bears got work to do.
The Lady Bears will play either West Stanley or High Breton.
Okay. Do they get another home game, I wonder? I don't know.
Depends. They're a 5. West Stanley's 4.
Oh, so they'll have to go.
Yeah. Unless High Breton wins.
Right. Zane Wilson steps in his tie ball game here in the bottom of the 5th. Leading off this home half for the Bears. First pitch. Fastball misses outside. 1-1, no strikes. It's time to get it going now. Pitch. There's a shot towards the right center gap. Both of them running on. Diving catch. Great catch made by that right fielder. Beautiful play. You got to give it to him. That was excellent. That was Kyler Simmons, who has had a monstrous game.
Number 18,
Owen Rigsby with a big home run, 3-run shot that gave the Bears a temporary lead. Steps up now after making a really fine play at first base in the top half of this inning, facing this left-handed pitcher. First pitch. Fastball hit towards the third baseman. He's up with it. Nice play and a nice scoop. Nice play on both ends. Not a great throw, but a good scoop. And a quick inning for North Shore. This kid's good. This pitcher is really inducing a lot of ground balls, all that kind of stuff. Now our pitcher, Zach Wester, steps in, smiling, talking to the catcher. You can't get him nervous, I don't think.
No.
Mason Young on deck. First pitch misses low and away. Yeah, Mason Young out on deck tonight. Maybe going to pinch hit. The next pitch, 1-1 pitch misses away. So 2 balls now. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on. 6-6 tie here in Canton. A little closer than we wished. Pitch. There's a strike. Nope, outside. It was very close. Outside, though. 3-0 now to Zach Wester. We need a base runner, a leadoff base runner. Well, not a leadoff. There's already 2 outs, but just a. They got me shook. It's my son's senior year. I don't want it to end. 3-0 pitch with 2 outs. Don't you call that. 4. There it is. Ball 4. That'll bring Mason Young to the plate.
Number 1, Mason Young.
With Braden Surratt on deck, he's been on twice tonight. The 2 outs now. Coach Shepard calling his play. We got the runner we needed, but with 2 outs. Mason Young, hands down, the team winner for most annoying walk-up song. These kids are hilarious, man. So now we are getting ready. Mason about to step in with a runner on first after the walk. Johnson on the mound still for Mount Airy. Pinch hitter Mason Young steps in. First pitch fouled straight back. Just missed that one. Just missed it. 0-1 now. Two outs now, this runner on first in the tie ball game. Mason fouled another one straight back. 0-2 now. Boy, we went from happy-go-lucky to really tense in just a little bit, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
0-2. Curveball swung and missed it. We knew it was coming. Struck him out. And that'll do it for Pisgah. No score, one left in the fifth. So we'll go to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball in the dadgum tie game with North Surrey on WPTL Radio, WPTLradio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Well, we're back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box tonight. We're Pisgah North Surrey in a dogfight, 6-6, as we head to the top of the sixth.
Liz Johnson, Caleb Gammons, and Ashton Seal.
Caleb, I'm sorry, Elijah Johnson, you're the pitcher now who's giving the Bears fits, left-handed batter, steps in to get Zach Wester, who looked great in the last inning. We're hoping he's going to hit his stride here and keep him off the bases. First pitch in the top. That misses high and away. Top of the sixth inning here. 1-0 pitch. There's a fastball hit a mile high but foul. Straight back. Oh, just missed a black SUV. Probably Secret Service, I guess.
Yes.
One ball, one strike. No outs here in the top of the sixth. Leadoff man, Zach misses again with that pitch. High and away, he's missing the same spot every time. So two balls and a strike. 6-6 tie. Pitch. There's a fastball right down the middle. I was waiting on the old call from the Mr. Umpire now. Two balls, two strikes. Landon Wright stays in the game at third. Maddox goes to short. Pitch. Missed that one again. So now full count. He's just going to have to throw it to him and by him if he can. Full count. Pitch. There's a curveball. Strike three called. Ooh. What a beautiful pitch on the outside corner. Curveball. Beauty by Zach Wester. That's a good one. That's a good one. We needed that. And that'll bring up Caleb Gammons, first baseman, who made a nice scoop on a play in the bottom half of the fifth there. 6-6 tie here in Kenton. One out. First pitch. That's fastball, but low. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on here. Second batter of the inning. Pitch. Curveball, strike. Beautiful curveball. Beautiful. One ball, two strikes now. Is that right? I thought he already had a strike. 1-1, my apology. There's a foul ball now, two strikes.
Yeah, the first was in the dirt.
Yeah.
Or outside.
Right. I'm all keyed up, man. Ain't no telling what I'm calling. Folks at home going.
You ready to sing?
What are we singing? We want to sing Paper Town with a victory is what we want to sing. One ball, two strikes. One away here. Zach Wester on the mound. Time called by the batter. He steps out. Caleb Gammons. Zach just stands there with his glove in the ready position. Just come on in when you're ready. And he does. Steps back in, the right-handed batter. One ball, two strikes, pitch. Fastball hit high and deep. Isaiah Mintz backing up, makes the catch. Just shy of the warning track. Hit hard, but not hard enough. Two outs now. That'll bring Ashton Seal to the plate, the designated hitter. Hard hit ball, but just short of the warning track. Isaiah stood there for a moment and then retreated. Kind of like, oh boy. First pitch is a fastball strike on the inside corner. Strike called. He didn't move the bat. Velocity is there for Zach tonight. 0-1, two outs now, tie game. Curveball swung over the top of it. Phew, that's dirty.
That's dirty.
That's dirty to do a man that way. Curveball, 12-6. 0-2 now. Let's see if he gives him something to hit. No, curveball misses high. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Pitch. There's a fastball hit right at us. Right at us. You could hear it hit the roof. Almost got it. The boss lady over there, the Duchess of Papertown. So we reset. One ball, two strikes. Tie game here in Canton, six apiece. Zach Wester, wind up, pitch. Throws one in the dirt. 2-2 now. We do not want a base runner. Excellent ball game, dadgummit. We didn't want that. Kicks, fires. There's the curve. Got him.
Yep.
Got him. Strikeout. Second one of the inning on the curveball. Zach just nods his head and slowly walks off the mound. That'll do it. No runs, no hits, and nobody left for the Greyhounds of North Surrey. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. Man, what a ball game. What a ball game here in the North Carolina State Playoffs second round. We remind you, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. And you can see all the award winners at WPTLradio.net if you click on the sports tab and choose Pisgah Player of the Game. There it goes from the drop-down menu. You can check in as often as you like. They add new players after the games. That's WPTOradio.net. Whew! Again, we thank our sponsors, Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Papertown Roots Radio. All base hits and both home runs tonight. Sponsored by Custom Paving. Well, here we go, bottom of the sixth. Braden Surratt's going to lead it off. He's been on base twice tonight, once with an infield single and once with a hit by pitch, as I recall.
Yes, sir.
Scored the first run of the game for the Bears to tie the game. Yeah. Elijah Johnson stays on the mound for North Surrey. He's done a great job since coming in.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth for the Bears, your senior second baseman, number 10, Braden
Surratt. Braden steps in. Well, actually, he's going to have a little short conversation with Coach Shepard as Coach Shepard heads for the third base coach's box. Need a base runner here. As we start the bottom half of the sixth in a tie game, 6-6, Pisgah and North Surrey. First pitch from Johnson. Fastball low. Ball one. We'll take a base runner any way we can get it. 1-0 now as we're underway in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch. There's a swing and a miss from Braden. Swung over the top of that one. One ball, one strike. Coach gives him the settle gesture over there. Settle down. You're in good shape. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, nobody on. Pitch. Curveball misses outside. It's a 2-1 now. Bears want to fight hard to keep their season alive tonight after winning the conference championship last week. 2-1, pitch, fastball hit right at the third baseman. He's running, but he's out. Right at the third baseman. So he is 1-for-3 with a hit by pitch and an infield single. One out now, nobody on. Isaiah Minson back to the top of the order.
And Maddox Surratt.
Maddox on deck.
Yep.
Who can take, he can take a lead with one swing. We know that. But Isaiah Mintz, always a dangerous hitter, steps in against Johnson. First pitch is a strike right down the middle. big, tall, gangly lefty. Doing a good job since coming in the game. Oh and one. Pitch curveball hit high. Center fielder coming in a few steps and off to his left. Makes the catch. Two outs now. Maddox Wright comes up. And we just can't get to this kid. Can't get to
him. Not yet.
Can't get to him as of yet. Two outs. Maddox Wright to the plate. So two outs, nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch, strike called. Maddox didn't agree with it, but, man, he used to be such a fireball, and now he's really matured this year for his senior year. 0-1. We need a hit or something. There's a big swing, but it's a foul into the screen over the visitor's dugout. 0-2 now with two outs. Johnson doing a great job coming on in relief of Stanley. Pitch. Maddox hits one towards centers. Center fielder coming. Can't get it. Can't get it. Maddox is going to get the second. If he'll hold there, he's good. And he does. There's a two-out double. Two-out double. Hit it in no man's land. Right fielder made a forward dive at it, which is always a super tough play. Couldn't quite get there. It bounced away. And Maddox able to get on his horse and get to second. Boone comes to the plate. Boone Carver with two home runs this year right now.
A single will do.
Yeah, I'd love to see anything.
But a homer would be.
A homer would be amazing, but just get a hit. Two out, double for Maddox Wright. I don't know. It may be the first hit off of Johnson. I'm not sure.
You're correct.
Two outs. Pitch. There's a fastball high and away. Ball one.
Yes, that's the first hit.
Elijah Johnson?
Yep.
He's doing a good job, but we'd like to see him blow up about now in baseball vernaculars. 1-0 now. Runner on second. Pitch from Johnson. High and away again. If he loses control now, we've got a chance. It's a tie ball game here in Canton, 6-6. Maddox right on second with two outs, and Boone Carver, sometimes cleanup hitter tonight, number three hitter at the plate with two balls and no strikes. Pitch from Johnson, fastball, gets away. Maddox will head to third. Gets away from the pitch. Wild pitch. So he's sitting 3-0 is Boone Carver, who is an excellent hitter. Now the North Surrey coach calls time and heads to the mound. With a runner on third and a 3-0 count, he calls the catcher out and the infield comes in. Conference on the mound. And it doesn't appear that, I can't tell what they're doing. Yeah, they're changing pitchers. They're going to change pitchers. Good job by that kid. Johnson almost clapped myself as he gets a hand from the North Surrey fans. Got a right-handed pitcher. I'll tell you the number in just a second. Number six. That is shortstop Bo Carson. Boone Carver's at the plate with the 3-0 count as we halt for just a minute for warm-up with a new pitcher. I want to remind you, hang out with me every Monday and Wednesday night for Papertown Roots Radio. 3 hours of outstanding music. Bluegrass, I play the classic stuff. I play the new stuff. And classic country, I mean the good stuff. Marty Robbins, Ray Price, Charlie Pride, Conway Twitty, Tammy Wynette, Patsy Cline, the good country. And a lot of gospel music as the evening goes along as well. And I hope you will tune in every Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. right here on WPTL. We also do Facebook Live. You can hang out with us in this kind of a chat on the Facebook Live at Papertown Roots Radio on Facebook. But that's Papertown Roots Radio every Monday and Wednesday night. So shortstop Bo Carson on the pitch, right-handed pitcher. Boone Carver will be at the plate when we resume. I think. Did they put him on intentionally?
I believe so.
Yeah, try to get the force. So Boone's been intentionally walked. He had a 3-0 count, so they put him on. That'll put Landon Wright at the plate. He'll come in now. And I would love to see him. Love to see him get a big hit here. He pitched well, kind of got fatigued and lost control and gave up some runs. I would love to see him get a hit here and win this game for the Bears. So here we go. We have runners on the corners, two outs, a new pitcher, and Landon Wright, our cleanup hitter, at the plate. Don't have to do much, and you can score a run. Let's see if they send our first base runner, Boone Carver, if they see try to get him to steal and get either a play for Maddox at the plate or just get both runners in scoring position. There's a throwback. He got him. He nailed Boone Carver at first. Nailed him. Didn't even have to throw a pitch. Great play. He threw a rocket to first. So we strand the two runners. That was an excellent play is all you could say. Boone looked surprised. He's going to appeal, but it's done. You're not going to win it. So that'll do it for the Bears. No runs. We strand a runner after a hit from Maddox Wright. And we'll go to the top of the seventh, tied 6-6. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball in the state playoffs on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're back in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here in Canton. In a nail biter, 6-6 tie ball game, Pisgah North Surrey. Zach Wester remains on the mound for the Bears. And here we go. In what should be the last inning, Boone Carver picked off at first after an intentional walk. Stranded Maddox at third. Boone having a work. These kids all talk to one another. It's kind of fun to watch. And here we go. First pitch from Zach Wester. Curveball swing and a miss from number 4, Chance Sumner. Second baseman. He's throwing a lot of those curveballs. Zach Wester, they know who he is now, and they're expecting the fastball. There's another curve strike at the knees. Just filthy. 0-2 quickly. We need a quick inning here and win this thing in walk-off fashion. Pitch, fastball, just misses high. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on is the seventh inning. It's just underway. Pitch, curveball, hit up high and foul off to the right. Just barely got the bat on it. Great crowd tonight. Looks like some of the softball girls may have slipped in after their big win tonight. There's a high fly ball. Owen Rigsby waves off everybody, makes the play behind first base. Good job. That's a tough play at first. He waved Braden off, made the play for the first out of the inning. back to the top of the order, Bo Carson to the plate, who is pitching now, and he didn't even throw a pitch. He threw a rocket to first and nailed Boone Carver in a great pickoff move. He steps in now against Zach Wester with one out and nobody on. First pitch, curveball, strike. He's just throwing that curveball at will now. 0-1, one away. Tie game 6-6. Fastball low at the knees, swung on and missed. 0-2, Zach.
Really, he's got his rhythm.
He's
now
got the rhythm going, you're right.
And the blues.
Yep.
The dance steps.
Pitch, high and inside. High and inside, one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff hitter. Curveball swung over the top of it. Got him. Two outs now. Another strikeout for Zach Wester. That's three for him. How many did Landon have? Jack Webb, our statistician.
Yeah, four.
So here's the first pitch to Cade Atkins. Swung and fouled right back into the screen. 0-1. Two outs now. Tie ball game here. We'd like to get this one here and stay out of the big heavy hitters. Of course, this kid may hit it a mile. I don't know. Zach calls timeout, steps off the mound, back in now. 0-1, two outs now. Pitch, fastball inside again. One ball, one strike now. It's a playoff game. There's the curveball hit towards short. Maddox got it, takes his time, throws it.
Threw it away.
And that runner will advance to second. That is deadly. Maddox threw it where Owen couldn't get it. Had plenty of time, just threw it short. Maybe too much time. Not what we wanted, a runner in scoring position. That is not what we wanted. And the starting pitcher for the Greyhounds tonight, Kenley Stanley, comes to the plate. A base hit could break the tie. See if Zach can mash down on it. Two outs and runner on second. First pitch is a swing and a miss over that curveball. It has to look good coming because they swing hard at it. 0-1 now with that Simmons on deck that hit the big home run earlier. Two away here. 0-1. There's another curveball. Just missed outside. Just missed. 0-1 now. Two outs. Runner on second. Tie ball game. 1-1 count. Pitch. Curveball again. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. One ball, two strikes here. Tension mounts.
Heart racing.
Yeah. Especially for these senior boys, of which my son is one. Here's a 1-2 count. Runner leads from second. Pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that's it. Runner takes off thinking it might have hit the ground, but it did not. Zach Wester shows some uncharacteristic let's go fired up emotion. Oh, we got a challenge. He's going to appeal. The North Surrey coach is furious, and he's out on the field. Now the umpires have a conference. Pisgah fielders lingering around. So what does the call? Is he out? No, he's called him out. The runner thought that the ball might have hit the ground, but Boone made the catch and threw it to the third baseman. You know how they throw it around after a strikeout.
Yeah.
Braden delivers the bat to North Surrey, and we're still having a conversation, but the ruling stands. Whew. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Can we get a walk-off special moment tonight here in Canton? Number six, the starting shortstop, stays on the mound for North Surrey. Let's see who we got coming up.
Lyndon Wright, Zane Wilson, Owen Rigsby.
Ah, they've been so great for so long, all season. These boys have fought so hard and played so well. Conference champions for the first time since 2021. And they, it's crazy. They hung the banner yesterday. I mean, immediately. So super excited for these boys. Win or lose tonight, they are champions, and they can go out champions, these six seniors. That would be Maddox, Braden, Jackson Lehman, Owen Rigsby, Boone Carver, Maddox Wright,
Braden Surratt.
Braden Surratt.
Number 13, Landon Wright.
Landon comes back to the plate after he was at bat when Boone Carver was picked off in the bottom of the sixth. Bo Carson has got an out and yet to throw a pitch. Landon steps in. Right-handed pitcher on the mound. Right-handed batter. First pitch, chopped towards third, but foul. 0-1 to Landon Wright. We need a runner. We need a base hit. Or a bomb would be fun, but pitcher kicks, fires, fastball. That's right at the second baseman.
Yeah.
Hit, but right at the second baseman. So one out now. Zane Wilson comes to the plate. He's had some clutch hits this year. He hit that one, but right at the second baseman, who made a good hop to get the out. Not enough velocity. First pitch to Zane Wilson. Fastball swung and missed. Tie game here in the bottom of the seventh. There's a ball outside. 1-1 the count now. Zane, we need you right now, bud. Pitch. There's a chopper towards third. Pass the pitcher. He barehands it and makes an excellent play to get the second out.
Good play.
I thought it was going to get past him, but he barehanded the ball and threw Zane out. So quickly, two outs. Owen Rigsby to the plate, who hit a three-run homer to keep us in this game. But he's up now with two outs. Pitcher Zach Wester on deck, who got a base hit earlier. Started the game at short. First pitch to Owen. Fastball high, but he swung and missed. 0-1 now. If he can't get on, we're going to have free baseball. 0-1. That one's in the dirt. Shame nobody was on. It went to the backstop. Good to have Rachel Smith in the press box tonight. She is the Canton president of the Neil McCoy fan club. Another one spiked. Big fan of WPTL Radio, where they play Neil quite often. Two balls and a strike. Two outs now to Owen. Swung at another high fastball.
Yeah, that was probably a ball.
Oh, it was. There's no question. But he's just wanting to do something. And he's already done his part tonight. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. That was another... That one outside and in the dirt again. Full count. Boy, if he hit another home run, I couldn't believe it. Full count. There's a Walked him. Oh, the Mount Airy crowd comes off their dugout or off the bleachers. Just missed, but that's the base runner we need. Two outs, though. Owen not a big threat to steal, as he is a first baseman and a big young man. You never know what Harold will pull off over there. Coach Shepherd might send him. Two outs now. The bunt's not really on the table. And that may be why they do it. Bo Carson on the mound with two outs, but a runner on. Throws that one away. He's going to be on second. Whew, we'd take two more wild pitches and go home. Owen Rigsby. Owen Rigsby now, pinch runner. Number 17 comes into pinch run for Owen, Fane Barnett. He is fast as lightning. So two outs now and the runner in scoring position. Boy, what would you love to see a base hit right here? One ball, no strikes, two out and a runner on second. After Owen drew a crucial walk. Oh, boy. Carson fakes a throw. I think he wanted to throw it second, but nobody covering. Now the shortstop slips behind Fane Barnett. One ball. Two balls now as that one missed high with the fastball. He's been missing several of them high.
And low, too.
Everywhere you can miss them. But a 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss over the top. That was low.
That was too low.
Yeah. 2-1 now. Zach wanting to do something. Zach Wester at the plate, also on the mound now. 2-1. We need a special moment here, boys. Throwback. Nobody covering again, but Fane dives in safely regardless. He'll be excited. He's got a dirty uniform in a state playoff game. Watch that shortstop slipping in behind you. 2-1 pitch.
Base hit.
The Bears are going to win the game. Bears win in a walk-off. Zach Wester doubled and won the game. Special moment. The Bears head out into right field. No, don't do anything silly out there. Great game. But Zach Wester, Coach Shepard throws his helmet into the dugout. And a special moment tonight as the Bears. Whew, what a ball game. That'll be the third round of the playoffs for the Bears. You got to give it credit to North Surrey. They were down 6-1 and came back and won that game. The Bears chase Zach Wester. He doubled down the left field line with two outs to score Fane Barnett. Coach Shepard gathering him up to go shake hands. He is. He may be after him about their over-the-top celebration. I don't know, but they've not lined up yet. That is a big win. The Bears win a state playoff game in dramatic fashion. Dramatic fashion. Zach Wester doing a great job on the mound and with a walk-off double. Scored Fane Barnett from second. A great ball game. Great sportsmanship. The Bears hugging the Mount Airy players. What a great ball game. A special moment, as we like to call it. Jack?
Yes, sir.
What a game. I'll tell you what, we'll take a short break as the boys complete the handshakes in a tremendous ball game. Bears win in the state playoffs, and we'll go on to the third round over North Surrey, 7-6. We'll be back to award the A1 Storage Player of the Game right after this break, and we'll be back with the post game, sending it back to Jack at the station. Bears win. It's WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Hi, this is Craig Orndorff, inviting you to join me Saturdays at noon for Weekend in the Country here on WPTL. Weekend in the Country takes you back to a memorable week in country music from 1980 to 1999. So join up with me this Saturday at noon for Weekend in the Country here on 920 AM and 101.7 FM, WPTL.
Weekend in the Country is brought to you by Ascend Women's Center and Haywood Ace Hardware, Saturdays at noon here on WPTL.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back live in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
What a ball game,
says public address announcer for tonight, Caleb Smith. What a game. Pisgah wins 7-6 on a walk-off shot from Zach Wester. Scoring Fane Barnett, and this is going to factor into the next part of our post-game. Owen Rigsby drew a crucial walk and hit a crucial home run tonight. It's time for A1 Storage Player of the Game. A1 Storage has been awarding this game and awarding this award for years now for the outstanding player of the game. A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties, that you can keep all your stuff where your stuff is their business. A1 Storage. And Jack, tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game.
Owen Rigsby
with the monster shot, his first home run of his career at Pisgah. A three-run bomb that kept us really, at the time, it took the lead and kept us in this game as it went on. Then he came up and drew a crucial walk with two outs and got to second on a pass ball. Pitch runner came in and scored on Zach's. But tonight's player of the game, and so well-deserved, Owen Rigsby. Jack, I don't know what to say now.
I'm tired.
It's a great game.
I'm unraveling.
I can say, as a parent of a senior, who, if we lose tonight, it's the last game he ever plays baseball.
Yeah.
And lump in my throat, I can say it. To see one more special moment here at this ballpark.
One special moment.
I know, don't say that. One more special
two
moment.
Two more, or three more.
Yep. And we, to see these seniors get to continue another game, and another home game, conceivably, I would assume.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're the higher seed.
And I told my son and these boys, we won the conference championship. Everything else is just dessert, you know, at this point. It's just dessert. And to win this game like they did tonight, is absolutely amazing. And senior Owen Rigsby, A1 Storage, player of the game. A lot of emotion here in Canton. And, again, hats off to North Surrey, who was down. They were down 6-1, and I felt like the game was over. And they came back with a 5-run inning to tie it up, and it was touch and go there for a while. But Pisgah wins by a score 7-6, and we're on to the third round of the North Carolina State playoffs.
We'll play either Stuart Kramer or Bandy's, I believe.
Bandy's the team that
beat Tuscola
on Tuesday, I guess it was. And once again, if anyone from Tuscola listening tonight, please give our love and prayers to Ian Omsler, a kid that my son played with for years through, I mean, everything, travel ball, school ball, and a great kid from a great family, injured pretty severely Tuesday night's game, hit by a fastball right flush in the mouth, and had surgery and may have to have some more. Would you please, on behalf of Pisgah Nation, I know we're supposed to hate one another, but that is not the case. A great kid from a great family, and our prayers on behalf of Pisgah Nation are with Ian Onsler. Well, I don't know what else to say. A great night.
On to the third round.
We get one more game here in Canton, and it's just one more game every time. Pisgah wins 7-6 over a great, scrappy North Surrey Greyhound team. For Jack Webb, this is Tim Surratt. Jack Hewatt back at the station. What a ball game. Pisgah wins 7-6. That'll do it for us. Good night, everybody.